Now, correct me if I'm wrong, JR, I think I'm going to point the finger at you this time, my friend, because
it's fun,
was there not some legal behind-the-scenes maneuvering to try shut this thing down?
Of course. I think the lawsuit that WWE brought against Turner Broadcasting was essentially based on the fact that without naming Kevin or Scott and implying that they were Razor and Diesel, that was infringing on the intellectual property, the ownership of that intellectual property of WWE.
What, a toothpick, a Cuban accent?
And the hair.
And the hair.
And the look, the whole look, the whole persona that had been established very well by the performers in this company. That led to a fateful night in Hershey where myself, of all people, introduced Diesel and Razor. Coming next week, I was going to bring Diesel and Razor back. That helped, quite frankly, perpetuate the talk of, well, maybe he's talking about Nash and Hall.
Right.
And we bring out two guys that were Razor and Diesel that weren't Razor and Diesel, except by what we called them.
And in the meantime, this is pager time. I got a place in Phoenix, and now I've got a place not because I'm making Jack. I got my Florida crib, and so I'm down at the beach, and my pager is exploding with a 404 number. So I stop at this place and I call, and it's Nick Lambros. He says, "Hold on, I've got a." So Eric gets on. He goes,
"He's a lawyer for WWE.
Yeah, he's a lawyer." And I mean, and they're screaming at me. Because now they're by JR doing that, saying that Diesel and the only, now it's just like, oh my God, these guys, they're not even signed on hard copies yet. They're still working off those deal memos, and they both get back doors out of them.
So they're going back to WWE.
So they're thinking the whole time we're there, we just screwed up their company, we're leaving. So we sit down in a Jack and Jill's at the CNN Center. They offer us each $400,000 more per year to sign hard copies. So we go, that it? Can we fly home now in the private jet? So they sat there. JR came out the next week, and we're standing at the back of the truck, and there's the WWE show. And here comes JR, and out comes the other two guys, and he looks at us, looks at the TV, and looks at us again like, oh, my God.
I just spent $800K of Ted's money.
Yeah. To sign two guys I already signed.
Yeah.
Well, I can't figure out how they went under.